Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to my Overnight Success Podcast. I've been thinking about a lot of you, and you guys have been amazing connecting with me on my Instagram account and sending me lots of comments and DMs. A lot of you have been sharing snapshots of reading my books, How to Make It Happen and How to Be an Overnight Success, and saying how inspired you are. And this makes me so happy. And this is the reason why I keep on producing podcasts, because I feed off your energy and your positivity, and I want to give you more, and I want to inspire you to get through these very hard times. And we're going through all this together, and we're all learning new ways of coping with stressful situations. We're all becoming more creative, and we are going to go through this together, and we are going to come out on the other side stronger and very, very positive about the future. So today I wanted to talk about a subject that a lot of you have been connecting, talking about: how do you develop your brand? How do you develop your personal brand? And that is a topic that keeps on coming up. And the reason I think it's a very important topic is that with all the changes that we are going through, there's going to be a change in terms of the jobs that will be available, in terms of the careers that will be available after this. And this may be your golden opportunity to develop yourself into a new career that's all about building your personal brand. So let's say you work full-time in a job, but your passion is to start a blog. Maybe this is the time. This is the time to pivot. This is the time to make the switch. You have all the time in the world to research what you want to do, who you want to be. Maybe you wanted to be a photographer, and you have a full-time job in accounting, but you would never try to get out of a comfortable job. But maybe this is the time. This is the time to look at it and think, am I passionate about what I do? Is there another calling for me? And just really experiment and see what you can do during these times that we have lots of time to follow your passion. So let's say you do have a passion, and the question is, how do you develop your personal brand? And I have to say, I've seen a lot of people doing it really well. And I'm going to start with the fitness industry. I do know a lot of instructors. I go to a lot of classes. And I have seen now that all the gyms and the studios have closed, a lot of these instructors are creating a name for themselves, and they're putting out some amazing work, whether it's daily tutorials on their IG feed, or they're doing longer IGTV videos of their workout classes. And I know it takes a lot of work, and I know it's free content that they give to all of us out there. They're not getting paid for it or anything, but it's a great way to create content, to make a name for yourself, to show who you are. And yeah, when we go back to normal, there may be opportunities that come in your way, or maybe that's a way to start a new business. Or I've seen, again, a lot of those instructors going in and creating streaming services, where a bunch of them would get together and organize a streaming service with certain schedules and almost replicate what they've been doing at the gym, but doing it in a virtual world. And there are a couple of services, new services, that I have personally subscribed to due to not being able to go to a gym. And I like to follow some very structured workout classes. I want to know what time, day of the week. So I love that I get those things from a streaming service. But then, you know what? Once we get out of this, I may love these services so much, and I will continue. So that's another example to show you of how someone is moving into a new platform, pivoting their business in a different way, creating a name for themselves in a different way. And the money may not be there yet. Maybe zero money to be earned out of this, but it's putting the effort, it's creating a name for yourself. Let's say that you've been in sales for your whole life, but you have always dreamed about becoming a makeup artist, and your makeup skills are great, and you wanted to go freelance and have clients and do big shows and work with celebrities. Well, this is your time, you know, experiment and go and put some content out there and show us what you can do and share your talent and skills with people. Create a name for yourself. But, you know, you can't think, oh, I'm going to sit down and wait and I'm going to create a name for myself by just waiting until things get better. Now is the time. Don't wait. Whatever your skill is, whatever your passion is, if it's photography and you want to showcase your skills, start taking pictures, start showing us what your talent is, what you can do. This is the time to be out there. This is not the time to hide. This is the time to take risks, and this is a time to suck at something, but still try it. And that's the key thing. You know, you don't need to be 100% ready to start something. If you think about this and you feel positive about this, say, let me make a start. Like, you know, when I record the podcast, I think, oh, I kind of have in my mind what I want to do, but what if it turns out not as good as I thought? You know, I still press the record button, I start talking, and, you know, if I record 10, 15 minutes and I don't like it, I'm going to delete it. Not a big deal. Or if I'm recording something to post on my Instagram stories, and, you know, I'm the one who I judge myself, oh, look at my skin, or look at my this, look at my nose, look at my hair, I don't look good. But it's, you know, whatever. Just do it. Just film it. And if it doesn't look good, you can always delete it. It's not a big deal. It's not a commitment. But this is the time to get yourself out there. This is the time to produce content. And this is the time to make a name for yourself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through my 5 steps to develop your own brand. This is actually from a whole chapter in my book, How to Be an Overnight Success, which talks in extensive length on how to build your personal brand. So these are my 5 steps on how to develop your own personal brand. Step number 1, think of yourself as a product, a commodity, and brand. Every time you see the Saint Laurent logo, you think high fashion, edgy, fashion forward, opulent. You need to find who you are. You need to find your own look. My step number 2 is be true to yourself and imagine an improved version of you. You are very unique. You may be inspired by other people, but it doesn't mean that you have to be the same as other people. Be who you are and project that true and honest image of yourself to the world. And this is what people are looking for. They're looking for authenticity. Step number 3. Differentiate yourself from the competition. Depending on your industry and your job, there are countless people out there that do the exact same thing. By branding yourself and standing out from the competition, you become unique and memorable, and you get an elevated status and recognition from the rest. And if everything else is equal, you have a strong personal brand, and your product will have a higher brand awareness. You will be more desirable, and ultimately, you will beat your competition and reach your goals of success. Step number 4 is be original. You can always get inspired by others, but unless you're original and have something new to say, you won't go very far. And remember, it's not just about the look. You need to be able to tell your story so that people pay attention and so that you can develop a long-lasting brand. Lady Gaga's choices are not always stylish or elegant, but she's always original. And remember, we remember her for that. She has a very strong visual brand identity for herself, and that's what you need to look for yourself too. And my step number 5, your brand needs to be strong and consistent from the way you look to the values you represent and the way you speak. You develop a persona that best represents you and you keep it consistent. Your brand identity doesn't mean that everyone will like it, but they will recognize it and you will become known for it. So these are my 5 steps, and this is an extract from my book, How to Be an Overnight Success. And I hope you guys got some inspiration on how you can develop your own personal brand. There hasn't been a better time to do this, and this is your golden opportunity. So I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. I love you all, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.